leading God's way. What does that mean? Well, I'm so honored, friends, to welcome you into another edition of Truth Talk Weekend. Stu Epperson, your host, and with me is a man who has written prolifically, spoken internationally on the topic, the subject of leadership. And I got to tell you, this was one of my favorite books of Pat Williams that I have read. He's written over 100. No, I haven't read all of his books yet. But Pat, I told you last time we were together in Winston-Salem that one of my life's ambitions is to read every one of the books written by Pat Williams. And I'm on my way, sir. I'm on my way.
You're beautiful, Stu. Thanks. I wrote my first one in 1974, little realizing that it would kind of be a secondary career for me. I'm a basketball executive by trade, but I started writing, and one thing led to the other, and I continue to do it. As ideas come and we find publishers, we keep trucking away here.
Mm.
But this most recent one was one of my favorites, Leading God's Way. We've taken many of the Bible characters that we all know, and we've looked at them through the narrow lens of leadership. And what is it that they did well as leaders, and more importantly, what we can learn from them and apply to our own lives as leaders. So that's a little background on this new book.
Well, we're so excited you wrote it. And, you know, when you get a Pat Williams doll and you wind it up, let me tell you what that doll does. That doll speaks amazing words about the Lord, about God, about leadership, encouraging words. And then that doll also writes books. And you know, hey, listen, he, in addition to that, those are the things he does on the side. This man runs one of the most successful basketball organizations in the world that he was part of the very founding of. And at the beginning, you've heard of the famous Shaquille O'Neal and Penny Hardaway and some great legends that have come through this Orlando ball club. And before that, he was doing having the same success in baseball. And of course, before you know between baseball and the Orlando Magic, he was the wonderful manager leader with the Philadelphia 76ers that gave us Dr. J and some other famous players, Bobby Jones. So Pat Williams, I tell you, I want to touch in and out with, you know, with obviously your past and how the Lord's used you and your legacy. But this whole point of leadership, the thing I loved about it is you've been with your books on Coach Wooden, your books on other major leaders that you have, you know, written biographies about and whatnot. You know, you're using biblical principles. I find it all throughout your works. And for you to come out and write this book, Leading God's Way, I'd like to pose this to you as I'm going somewhere with this question. How is this a kind of like a reflection or an amplification of perhaps all of the best leadership material that you've put out there and that you've read yourself when it gets into God's way?
Stu, I believe that there's seven ingredients that every great leader has possessed and must possess: vision, communication, people skills, character, competence, boldness, and a serving heart.
Mm.
And when you study all the great leaders of history, you'll find in almost every case that they possess these seven qualities. So we thought it would be interesting to really study the great leaders of Scripture and find out which of those seven qualities really applied to them in the strongest way.
Mm.
Jesus, of course, would be the master of all seven of those qualities. But then when we looked even closer in the area of vision, for example, we felt Samuel, Amos, and Daniel fit very, very nicely right into that area of vision. Peter and Paul, we tucked under communication. Nehemiah, we felt, was a great leader with people skills. Joseph, a leader of flawless character. Joseph in the book of Genesis. And then King David, we wrote about under the area of competence. And Moses, under boldness. And then Queen Esther, we felt, was a wonderful example of leading with a serving heart. So that's how we went about putting the book together, Stu. And now there were other leaders that could easily have been in this book, but the publisher said, 200-plus pages, that's it. So maybe there'll be a sequel one day.
Well, I would encourage that because you just really, you scratched the surface, but you did go deep. I love the servant's heart with Esther. You have leadership. So often when you hear that catchword leadership, and it's out there everywhere, and it's got to be a billion-dollar industry, you know, with all the consulting, the training, the coaching, the literature, the books, you know, so much. Now the video, YouTube, messages, social media, Facebook. But Pat Williams, this idea of, you know, Jesus, the master, when he said, he who would be greatest must first be a servant. He even said the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and lay his life down as a ransom for all. And so I really enjoyed that chapter on Esther. Will you speak to this idea of servant leadership and how that those words together, servant leadership, Pat Williams, is not an oxymoron like some may advocate?
Well, it's interesting to study that aspect of leadership. You covered nicely, Stu, Jesus' approach. You know, he made it very clear that he came to this earth not to be served, but to serve others. And so he sets the model for us. But I like to look at some of these people from history. Wilberforce, who single-handedly broke the slave trade in Great Britain. We look at David Livingstone, whose heart is buried under a tree in Africa. The rest of his body is buried back in Great Britain. We look at Albert Schweitzer, who in 1952 was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And then he said, now I'm going to have to go out and do something to earn this. Gandhi, for example, who was asked why he went third class on train trips, he said, because there's not a fourth.
And
as we study Abraham Lincoln,
wow,
he was a serving-hearted leader. So was Ronald Reagan. So was Dr. King. So was Eleanor Roosevelt. So was Mandela. So was Chuck Colson. The list goes on. But there are models. There are examples. Mother Teresa comes to mind, of course. You know, of men and women who made their mark by serving other people. Because the Lord put it on their hearts, the Lord put it in their minds that this was their mission here on earth. But still, we all can be serving-hearted leaders, all of us, in our homes, in our communities, in our work, in our volunteer work. All of us can follow these great serving-hearted leaders led by Jesus. And apply that in our own lives, and be difference makers.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A good challenge for all of us.
A great challenge, and that's just you guys have got. I want you all. You know, this is an appetizer today, just on Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Everson, Pat Williams, one of my favorite people on the planet, a man of God who has just touched so many people across all kinds of spectrums, from sports to business leader in this leadership area. And I've heard this every time I hear this man speak. I've got about 5 pages of notes from last time he was in Winston-Salem. I heard him speak 3 times, and I got 3 full pages, single space of notes from those 3 messages. And then I've got additional pages from our conversations. I said, I better write that down. So I hope you wrote some things down. I hope you'll share this podcast with everyone. And I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Pat Williams as I have. And I really want to encourage everyone to get a copy of this book, Leading God's Ways. He takes you into some of the very compelling stories of biblical characters and how they led and how they exhibited these seven attributes of leadership: vision, communication, people skills, character, confidence, boldness, and the one we just touched on with Esther, a servant's heart. Pat Williams, you're such a blessing, my friend. Thank you for taking some time to visit with our listeners, and we got to do this more often, man.
Still call any time. Great to visit with you. Thanks for thinking of me.
Yes, sir. Next time I'm in Orlando, lunch is on me, okay?
Sounds great, Stu. Thanks.
God bless you, my friend. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, sir. Yes, sir. Follow Pat on Twitter, at Orlando Magic Pat. Get him on Facebook also and all the social media. And I'm on social media too, at Stu Epperson, where we're going to tweet this as well. I'm doing a tweet right now on Twitter. And please retweet and share it with your friends. And let's encourage folks to be servant leaders. This is the way of the master. Of course, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you have a heart to serve.